struggle switch. Before we begin, just make sure that you're in a comfortable position, whether it's sitting or lying down. And when you feel settled, take 3 deep breaths and then we will begin. Imagine that at the back of your mind is a struggle switch. When it's switched on, it means we're going to struggle against any physical or emotional pain that comes our way. Whatever discomfort is experienced, we'll try our best to get rid of it or avoid it. Imagine this in relation to your pain. If your struggle switch is on, then that feeling is completely unacceptable. This means we could end up with anger about the pain. How dare it make me feel like this? Or sadness about the pain. Not again. Why do I always feel like this? Or anxiety or fear about our pain. What's this doing to my body? Or a mixture of all these feelings. These secondary emotions are unpleasant and unhelpful and a drain upon our vitality and energy. In response, we could get angry, anxious, or guilty about the pain and how it affects us and how it makes us feel. It can become a vicious cycle. But what if our struggle switch was off? When pain is there, no matter how unpleasant, you didn't struggle against it. With the struggle switch off, the pain will rise and fall as the situation dictates. Sometimes it will be a bad day, sometimes a good day. With the struggle switch off, you are not wasting time and energy struggling against it. Without the struggle, the pain is there. There is still that level of physical discomfort. However, once you start struggling against it, the discomfort level increases rapidly. This additional suffering we call secondary discomfort. Our struggle switch is like an emotional amplifier. Switch it on, and we can have anger about our pain, anxiety about our anger, depression about our depression, or guilt about our guilt. With the struggle switch on, not only do we get emotionally distressed by the pain, we also do whatever we can to avoid it or carry on as though it doesn't exist, regardless of the long-term costs.